Everyone needs a little help, even if you have trouble admitting it. You need sales help. It doesn't matter how long you've been in sales. The more you learn, the more you earn. If your sales need help, it's time to consider the Gittimer Learning Academy. It's the fun and easy way to brush up on sales fundamentals and learn new advanced strategies to close your next deal. We've got hundreds of hours of lessons on closing, referrals, prospecting. It's like Jeffrey sitting there right next to you, helping you close your next deal. You won't find a more comprehensive library of sales knowledge that you can actually use. Go to GittimerLearningAcademy.com and sign up for a free demo. Did I mention it's free? Free demo. I like free.
Where do we start this? An answer doesn't matter. We're having a good time. Right.
He couldn't wait to get in here.
You need sales balls to make sales calls. Sure. I'm tweeting that puppy. Okay. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Sell or Die. It is America's, it is the world's premier sales and personal development podcast. I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. I wrote the Little Red Book of Selling. I wrote the Sales Manifesto, and
I'm Jen Gluckow, founder and author of Sales in a New York Minute. You know, my pause was because sometimes I cut you off, and I want to make sure you are really done that time.
I understand that.
Okay.
I'm just glad it wasn't a pregnant pause.
No, it was not. It was not. It's just fat that you see there. Okay. Yeah. So welcome, diehards. We are so glad you are here today because
today's a happy day.
That's right. This is our July 4th episode.
And Woo! Here's the deal. Everybody has a different opinion about July the 4th. First of all, they're pissed off that it falls on July the 4th because sometimes that's a Wednesday and people don't know what to do. Should I take off the whole week? Should I take off 3 days? What should I do? Employers, what will you be doing to satisfy all of your, quote, people on the 4th of July?
Well, this was a really easy one for us. Like when I saw it fell on Thursday,
I told everyone
they had off on Friday, and I think it was unexpected.
Bingo.
I'm not entirely positive. I think it was unexpected, and I know it was appreciated.
Appreciated.
Yeah, appreciated.
Me too. Well, I need to share something with you. Everyone has I'm going to get drunk for the weekend bullshit. I'm going to go party. I'm going to get down to the beach, the shore, the mountains, wherever you're going to go to, and you're going to have big barbecues, and you're going to have a lot of people, and the beer will flow like wine, or the wine will flow like beer.
Oh, boy.
When I was a kid, the 4th of July was the 4th of July. There wasn't any Monday holidays. People just took off whatever it was, but there were sales on the 4th of July. You know, you got the 4th of July special. You could go to Woolworth 5 and 10 and get a flag. It wasn't a big deal. Now it is freaking huge. And July is like the sale of sale times, correct?
Oh, yeah. Like
prime day.
Oh, yeah. Today, we're recording this episode a little bit early.
Yeah.
So the date that we're recording it is actually June 28th.
Okay.
And I just Googled July 4th sales just to see, like, what's going on. And I get this article from CNET that says the best July 4th sales available now.
Right.
And then it lists, like,
40% off of everything. Yeah. From everybody.
Best Buy, Home Depot, Lowe's, REI.
But they don't want to miss out on the money. They want the volume of money. But here, let me share something with you that's becoming more evident. Remember when the day after Christmas used to be Black Friday?
Yes.
It's now Halloween. You can go to any store on the planet, and at Halloween, all their Christmas shit is out. And flowing. And they got sales. And Black Friday's like Gray Friday. It's not black anymore.
Yeah.
And the challenge that you have as a salesperson is I need you to take a very close look at what is going on in your economy, not our big economy, in your economy, and see what your competitors are doing over this weekend and study that.
So,
because, Jen, there's something's going on where everyone's trying to get one step ahead of the other guy. You know,
yeah,
how
but
wait, you know how you're in New York City,
yeah,
and a guy's on 28th Street and he's trying to hail a cab, and you go down to 27th Street so you can get the cab before he does.
Yeah, you upstream him, like, yeah, on, or Larry,
you downstream
David,
him,
yeah,
right? Exactly.
The curb.
Okay, so and it's so funny to watch it.
Oh, it's hysterical! I swear, I've never done that. I promise.
Yeah, and you go down to 14th Street to get that cab,
but hold on, okay. There's this creeping, I think what you're talking about is
creeping earliness.
Creeping date, this creeping earliness for the sale. And they're using the date by which they open the sale to create some sort of competitive advantage.
Right.
But why not? Why is the date the thing? Why aren't they focusing on creating customer loyalty? Because I can tell you this. I have no desire to go to Best Buy or REI or Lowe's or whatever those places were that were listed in those 40% off things. Now, granted, like,
we don't shop there.
Right. Well, sometimes we shop at Best Buy or whatever. Yeah. But like, I'm going to go. I'm a very loyal person and I tend to shop at boutiques. And so whether or not my friend, who's become my friend because I shop from her down the road, is having a sale, mm-hmm, I'm going to go spend my money there because that's where I'm loyal to.
Okay.
So every store, in my opinion, should stop focusing on this stupid creep the date thing and die hard. You too, okay? Stop focusing on these silly little sales and start focusing on creating customer loyalty.
So I have the answer.
Okay.
Let's make the July 4th sale all about Christmas. That way, you can get everything out of the way at one time. You can buy a bathing suit. You can buy a Christmas tree. You can buy Christmas balls. You can all the things that you need, you can get in the month of July, and then that's over. Like the
but
French.
Just hear me out.
Don't the French do it?
Sort of. They've
creeped into it.
Yeah, they do. They used to have sales only twice a year.
Now they have them
changing.
Every week.
Yeah, I got a message from one of my favorite stores the other day that they're having a sale. I'm like, what? It's not sales time. What's going on? This is a tragedy. Well, hear me out for a second. Let's focus on this concept of loyalty because we're loyal Americans.
Right.
Okay, today is a day to honor our country.
I'm saluting the flag, I'm singing the national anthem, and I'm singing God Bless America.
Right. And now, diehard, I want you to think about, just like you're loyal to your country, you're loyal to your sports team, you're loyal to your, hopefully, spouse.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you doing to create loyalty with your customers? Because I think that's what this really comes down to. Like, let me give you another example, okay? So, this is a funny article I read about July 15th, which we all know as Prime Day. And
we do.
I hope you do. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So the headline.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, I'm a Prime member.
I go
to Whole Foods. Yeah, I chill
exactly.
My card. I get my $2 off on a chicken.
I know. I get like $2 off now every time I go to Whole Foods. Okay. Right. So the headline is, eBay plans to upstage Amazon Prime Day with crash sale on July 15th. Now, this is a little funny because last year Amazon crashed during its sale. So that's the background. So the COO of eBay Americas, Jay Hansen, says eBay is primed to deliver.
Oh my God.
Exactly what shoppers want during this year's crash. And then in parentheses, sale. Jay Hansen, COO, eBay Americas, said, July has become a massive shopping season and our summer sales include blockbuster deals that will not disappoint. So basically, eBay is announcing, they're the first retailer to announce that they're launching a head-to-head counter sale campaign to Amazon's annual Monster Sales event. And I don't know if you know this, but you know, last year, Amazon's Prime Day, longest Prime Day sale ever, was like 36 hours. And this year, it starts on July
48 15th. Hours.
And it's going to be 48 hours.
Of course. Eventually, okay. It'll be 72 hours, and then it'll be the month of March. And then, but here's the deal. Walmart will not be far behind. They will launch a Be American, Buy American, Made in America sale. Unfortunately, they'll only have about 9 things on sale because everything else they buy from China. But I think that they're open for right now for innovation and creativity in order to be able to gain those customers. But, and this is a big but, If you haven't been there before, are you only going to go for the low price, or are you going to go to sort of see if Walmart's going to be your new place?
Well, that's the thing, because like you're already an eBay shopper. You love eBay.
Yep.
I do not do eBay. The last time I did eBay was in high school when I sold Tickle Me Elmos.
Oh, come on. Wait a second.
Yes.
I get texts from you all the time saying, Jeffrey, please buy me this on eBay.
Yeah, well, that's because like it comes up in an ad and I don't want to create an eBay account.
Okay, so.
Okay, but I did used to sell those Tickle Me Elmos when they were a hot commodity.
I've been an eBay member since August of 1999. I am not a new...
No, you're not. But here's my point, okay? I don't give a shit that eBay
is having a sale
to compete with Amazon. Because you know the only place I'm going to go on Prime Day to shop is Amazon.
Of course.
Okay, it's Prime Day. It's not eBay Day. It's Prime Day.
Unless eBay said, screw Prime Day. We're going on the 12th of July. We're going on the 10th of July.
I still have no desire. Yes, I like a good buy. Okay, I like a good sale. I like a good deal. But I have no desire. You can't just get me in with price. You have to give me another reason to come to you. And right now I have no reason to create an eBay account.
eBay has come to be a retailer. And they didn't start out that way. They started out selling baseball cards and old antique things and engines and shit. And now they're full-fledged. People say, oh, wow, a lot of people go to eBay. Why don't I sell my socks and underwear?
Can I get eBay in 2 days? Can I get eBay in a prime minute? I mean, no, I can't.
It doesn't matter.
But to me, those things do matter.
Okay. Well, I'm just telling you this. I buy on Amazon. I buy on eBay equally.
All right. Well, to the diehard out there who's like, why the hell do they keep talking about eBay and Amazon? Who cares? Let me tell you how this relates to you.
Bingo.
Okay. This is not about whether you buy on eBay or whether you buy on Amazon or whether you don't give a shit. This is about how do you steal customers from your competitors and how do you create loyal customers?
Right. And they're giving you a strategy. Look and study the strategy because they're making billions of dollars and you are not. So look at it from that perspective. You're making hundreds of dollars, maybe thousands of dollars. These guys are the biggest in the world. See what their study their strategy, study their strengths, study what happens, and then study the outcome.
Especially if you're like me and you're loyal to one brand over another, think about what makes you loyal. Why would you not switch? Like, I can tell you right now, I'm not leaving Amazon unless they do something really dumb, but I'm not leaving Amazon because of the convenience it provides me. I don't have to go to the store and buy paper towel rolls and schlep them home. They just show up. Okay?
Ladies and gentlemen and diehards, Jennifer Gluckow is not going to buy her toilet paper from eBay. She's going to buy it from Amazon everyone does.
Yeah, but here's the deal. What makes me loyal? It's convenience. It's not just price. Okay, sometimes they're not the lowest price, but it's convenience. It's already having my user credentials
in
there.
They pop up shit and you go, all right, I'll get it.
It's trust. Okay, trust is a huge thing. There's so many factors that play a role into this, and that's what you need to be considering.
Okay.
One question.
Yes, Nada.
You say that it's going to be hard to extract yourself. Someone would have to try really hard. What would be like the differentiation point for something like that? What would Amazon, not just Amazon, would have to do something? What would a seller have to do to get your business?
They would have to be more defined. Amazon is very defined. Here's the exact price. Here's the exact price if you subscribe to it. Here's when you're going to get delivery. Here's the tracking number, and bingo, it's here. And after it's there, they say, hey, do you need this? Do you need that? Amazon has the complete understanding of how to communicate with customers, and they're getting better at it every day. So if you're looking to compete with Amazon in terms of whatever they do and how they do it, screw price. Let's talk about how you serve that customer. What can you do to outserve Amazon? And the answer is they're making it tougher than ever.
So, yeah, and to me it's all about if you want to outserve Amazon, to me it's all about building trust, creating relationships, and delivering something that's of better or at least equal value. So Let me give you an example. I don't buy our pet food on Amazon.
Oh, no.
It would be so easy to do that. But I enjoy going to the pet store because I've developed relationships with the people in the store. And I want to see them. They're like my buddies now. They know our dogs. They ask about them. If I don't have them there, they give them treats. If they do have them there. And here's the second.
They give you a treat if they're not there?
No. Oh. Here's the second part to that. So it's relationships and it's also experience. Okay, I like walking around the dog store with the dogs because I can see what they're sniffing and I can see what they keep going back to and what they enjoy. To me, that's an experience.
Jennifer is talking about the human factor, which Amazon is without. There is definitely a need for human factor. Otherwise, Amazon would sell baked goods, and you don't want baked goods from Amazon. You want to go to a bakery. You want to smell it.
Technically, they do sell baked goods, though.
I know, but who wants them?
Well, people buy them, but...
I buy them.
Right, but...
Wait a second. You buy bread from Amazon?
Yes.
There you go. But, Jeffrey, for you, it's about
French
the experience.
French people are rolling over in their grave.
But, Jeffrey, for you, it's about the experience, because even if you're buying your baked goods at Publix, you've become friendly with the manager. You've become friendly with some of the people there. So it's the personal connection and the experience that's going to win you over your competitor.
I totally concur. I'm friends with a bunch of people at Publix now. One lady's from Philadelphia. The managers have been very nice to me in terms of getting things that I wanted. And I was a loyal customer at Harris Teeter for 30 years. And I still shop there because there's some things that you can only get at Harris Teeter that you can't get at Publix. But even now, I'm going to Whole
Foods. You know why? Because it's a cleaner store. It's a brighter store. It's a better experience.
Yeah.
Things are more maneuverable.
Yeah.
The people are nicer.
Yeah.
That's what it takes to win over your competitors.
But at Whole Foods, the food is healthier.
All right, so guys, it's July 4th. I hope you're sitting on a beach somewhere, listening to us with the sound of the waves in the background, and that you're sipping on a very nice, lovely drink, relaxing, having a great time, having a great holiday.
I'll have the orange juice, please.
It's time to peace out and make a sale. Until next time, I'm Jen Gluckow.
I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. I'm reminding you to salute the flag, sing the national anthem, go to a ball game, and have a blast.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit SellorDieNetwork.com.